NPR's business news begins with a $200 price cut for the iPhone. When Apple rolled out the heavily hyped iPhone in June, it cost a hefty $599. Remember all those all-night lines filled with people wanting to get it first? Well, yesterday Apple dropped the price to $399, hoping to increase holiday sales. Apple wants to ship 10 million iPhones by the end of next year. It hasn't released sales figures, but analysts say the price cut isn't that unusual in the competitive cell phone business. That's probably not much comfort for early buyers who paid top dollar just weeks ago. They flooded Apple support forums with hate mail. The price cut wasn't supposed to be Apple's biggest news yesterday. CEO Steve Jobs also unveiled the latest music player, the sleek iPod Touch, which bears a striking resemblance to the iPhone.